I love this school, but something had to happen.
Vicky Potter is a sophomore neuroscience major at Florida State University. She uses a wheelchair part-time and needs to park in ADA spaces. ADA stands for Americans with Disabilities Act, a law that prohibits discrimination against those with disabilities. But Potter says students without disabilities often take advantage of ADA spaces.
They think if you put on your hazard lights and you're gone for 5 minutes that it's okay. And it's not.
Potter says it can be difficult getting people illegally parked in ADA spaces to move.
I feel really bad because I kind of like turn on my indicator and hope they notice me. And half the time they don't. And then I have to honk and I feel really bad. And then if they don't move after that, I like physically get out of my car and ask. And it's just like so, like I hate doing that.
Education is gonna be a big thing.
Jennifer Mitchell heads FSU's Student Disability Resource Center.
How do we educate the campus community about accessibility? How do we make people aware about what are those implications? What does that mean if you're parking in a space that you don't need?
Mitchell hosts a Disability Awareness Week in October to try to educate students about accessibility, but the turnout is low.
Students, peer-to-peer, I think that's the best way you learn. We can say things, I can say things till I'm blue in the face, but I think it resonates more when it's coming from your peers.
Potter says the problem is not just with students, but faculty and staff as well.
They just had like cars, like golf carts and cars like all over that area, and they were like in the space and like blocking the space.
Those issues eventually led her to meet with a dean to discuss her concerns, but she was disappointed with a lack of results. After almost two semesters with no change, Potter took to Twitter.
I had like a lot of people saying like, you know, like I didn't know this was an issue. Which like resonated with me because like I didn't get sick until I was senior year in high school.
Potter continues.
I didn't have friends in wheelchairs. I didn't have disabled friends. Like nobody, if they were, nobody talked about it. Like, you know, it wasn't a thing that you saw. We weren't taught about accessibility. Like I'd never thought about it once.
Potter says not all disabilities are visible, making it hard to see other students like her and raise awareness. But after posting on Twitter, Jennifer Mitchell with the SDRC reached out to her.
She was like, I want you to co-host this open forum. And she was like, when is the best day that works for you? You pick the day and time and we'll be there. And I was like, wow, like this is like the most that's got done. Like she asked me to pick the date and time that I could do and they were gonna work around me. Like that's never happened before, especially for a disabled person. People don't work around you. They work and they kind of like include you in after the fact.
We invited the whole campus.
This is Mitchell again. She invited student government as well as school administrators and FSU facilities.
Out of the forum, what I really wanted to stress with everyone is if they see that something's not accessible, report it to our office.
Mitchell says to contact her directly if a student is having accessibility issues on campus. The SDRC partners with FSU's facilities to get things like push buttons and curb cuts installed. Push buttons open doors when pressed, and curb cuts are ramps cut into the sidewalk. FSU Facilities Amy Browning says the college will install curb cuts and push buttons if a student needs them.
They're not legally required, so that's why you probably don't see them on every door. But we add them as a courtesy when requested.
Potter did report needing accessibility into her dorm, but it was through housing, not the SDRC.
I specifically spoke to housing to tell them that I was a part-time wheelchair user and that I needed like a first floor, preferably close to an elevator, like in an accessible building.
She was placed in a building without a push button. Eventually, the device was installed on a door, but...
Of course, it's the door I don't enter on.
Meanwhile, Browning says an accessibility route map will go live in the summer.
It's a map that shows the best accessibility route on campus, but it also, we have mapped the location of all the exterior door openers, where all the handicapped parking spaces are.
For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.